than it's at the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant, detailed in a recent report. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they say it reinforces their calls for Fitzpatrick to be shut down.
The report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, notes spring incidents like the oil leak into Lake Ontario that was connected to a temporary shutdown of the plant, and another event when two Fitzpatrick employees were unintentionally exposed to radiation. The starkest finding is that solid nuclear waste, which had spilled onto the floor of a contained room in the plant, has been left untreated for at least 4 years. NRC spokesperson Neil Sheehan said that spill did not leave the site.
This is a locked, highly shielded portion of the plant. Certainly no one from the public can get access to that, but even plant employees can only get in there after they've been fully approved to do so.
Entergy and Sheehan say all of those incidents at Fitzpatrick were of very low safety significance, and the company said it's preparing to clean up the spill now. For Tim Judson with the Nuclear Information and Resource Center, these mishaps indicate the inherent dangers of keeping nuclear plants like Fitzpatrick online. However, the recently released annual review of the plant found that it is safe.
The NRC looks at it from a holistic point of view. We're looking at just not individual events or individual findings. We're looking at everything that occurred at the plant during the previous year and whether that merits an increased level of oversight.
That may not bring any comfort to Judson, who charges that the NRC has been lax in enforcing the law at Fitzpatrick. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.